Welcome back. It's Dr. Toby Schmidt, and I have the second video in our three-part series on understanding the diagnostic and treatment process. This is so essential to your health and having realistic expectations for your healthcare outcome. In the last video, I talked to you about differential diagnosis. This is essential to how a physician determines what illness you have. In this second video, I'm going to be telling you about the key diagnostic tools that physicians use to determine and rule out differential diagnoses. So it's important to keep in mind as I talk about these diagnostic tools, that flow chart that physicians use to determine what sort of illness or disease you may have. Three key components that add to the physician's decision-making include the symptoms that you have, your medical history, and what a physician sees upon physical exam. 100 years ago, this is all a physician would have had to go on. But today, with our modern technology, we have a whole range of diagnostic testing that physicians can use. These tools help determine what sort of illness you might have. So that's what I'm going to discuss a little bit more in detail here. This is such an important area because all too often my clients and students, patients that I see in the clinic, have unrealistic expectations of what a physician can determine using their diagnostic tools. So it's very important to understand what's available to physicians, what it can tell physicians, and how it fits into the bigger scheme of treatment and diagnosis. There are three main categories of diagnostic tests that physicians use. The first one I'm going to discuss is the blood test. This is probably the most common and used not only in diagnosis and treatment, but also in prevention. There are hundreds of different blood tests that can be run in a laboratory. And if you factor in genetic testing, there's literally thousands of different types of blood tests that can be done. The second most common form of diagnostic testing used by physicians is imaging. This could be an X-ray or an MRI, PET or CT, sometimes called a CAT scan. These are another level of diagnostic that go beyond what the blood work can tell a physician. But like blood work, imaging is used not only for diagnosis, but also for prevention. The third category of diagnostic testing is sort of lumped into the other category, but these often are testing done by physicians that require some sort of minor surgery, like a biopsy or a technique called fine needle aspirates. This gives the physicians a little bit more information after they've had some preliminary diagnostics, either in the form of imaging or in the form of blood tests. Those are the three major categories of diagnostic testing. I'll tell you more about the details in the written section just below this video. What's important to understand about all of these diagnostic tests is that they're only providing a piece of the puzzle. It's not the full picture. Each one is fit together to give the physician an idea of what's going on within your body. Our bodies are very complex, and no one diagnostic test is magic. It's the combination of all diagnostic tests put together that help a physician puzzle together your symptoms, your medical history, physical exam, and test results to determine what it is that's causing you discomfort. It takes a lot of patience, both on your part and your physician's part, and persistence to make sure that the diagnostic testing leads to the correct diagnosis. Anytime a physician can cross off one of the boxes on his flowchart, he gets closer to eliminating the list of differential diagnoses and finding the underlying cause that's causing your disease or illness. To summarize, first, key diagnostics help a physician rule out the differential diagnoses. Remember, that's the long list of diseases that your symptoms may support. Second, the three diagnostic groups include blood samples or blood testing, images like X-ray or MRI, and other things like biopsies. Four, diagnostics can provide a piece of the puzzle. And finally, diagnostics are not magic and require patience. Your physician may have to order several different diagnostics before she can get a clear picture of the underlying cause of your symptoms. Well, that covers the key diagnostic tools. In our next video, I'll be telling you more about treatment options.